You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Good evening, family, and welcome to The Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost. And you are in The Power Zone with DU. Happy 4th of July in advance. Family, if you are like me, then I know you are preparing for your 4th of July weekend. Today is July 1st, and I am looking forward to and excited about this coming Friday, July the 4th. I hope that you all have a very safe and fun-filled 4th of July weekend. Rather, you're at the poolside, barbecuing, at the beach, going out of town to visit family and friends. We want you to have fun and be safe. Definitely be safe. I also want to take this time to thank our listeners that are returning from prior shows and listened and enjoyed it and gave comments. Thank you so very much. We're happy to see you back out here. And if you are listening in for the very first time, well, thank you for tuning into the Power Zone. We hope to have you back. We invite you to log on to blogtalkradio.com/Darlene's Utopia and check out the archives from prior shows. Leave your comments or inbox us and let us know what you would like to listen to so we can help to bring communication that will help you advance personally and professionally, because that is what we do here on the Power Zone. We're going to go out on a little break, and when we return, I'm going to speak a little bit about our guests and invite them on the call for this evening. We'll be right back, family.
Homeowners residing in the New York State area, are you in need of assistance with a pending foreclosure? If you answered yes to this question, then DDR Consultants may be the assistance that you seek. DDR Consultants provides a variety of services to assist homeowners residing in the New York State area with mortgage foreclosures and documentation, inclusive of discoveries and interrogatories, as well as oppositions to the bank's motion. DDR Consultants also provides services in property management, inclusive of advertisement, leasing, and maintenance. For more information about foreclosures and property management, contact DDR Consultants at 914-309-5443. Women entrepreneurs, are you looking to advance in your business for the third quarter of 2015? If so, then consider joining the Network for Women in Business as they present their 4th annual Small Business Bootcamp for Women. Scheduled to be held on Saturday, July 18th of 2015 at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Elizabeth, New Jersey. This conference will be hosted by Tony Coleman Brown, the founder of the Network for Women in Business, with special guests to include but not limited to Greta Douglas, Gail Campbell, Dr. Denise Dennis, Julia D. Shaw, and Stacy N.C. Grant. To learn more about the 4th Annual Small Business Bootcamp for Women, log on to www.smallbusinessbootcampforwomen.com. Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you tried, no matter how often you tried, you can't win for always losing? Marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work, the list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far, however, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. Order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at DarlenesUtopia.com.
Welcome back, family. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost. And you have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. Now, it's always exciting, it's always fun for me to bring about guests that I've had the pleasure of working with in the past. These are not just individuals that I've researched and the team has scouted them out and said, you know what, we'd love for you to come on a show. You have a great platform. We think that our listeners could really benefit from this. That's always a good thing, but it's even better when I get to meet individuals, whether I'm going out on forums and they're co-panelists or they participated in the Darlene's Utopia event. It's always a beautiful thing when we get to meet these individuals in the flesh and say, you know what, they would be great on the show. And this evening, I'm honored to have such a person. I'm going to speak a little bit about who she is, and then I'll invite her on the show for you guys to meet her. All righty? Thank you, family. Transparent Tori, a.k.a. Tori Boyd. Tori Boyd is a woman that has a great testimony for millions of people. A mother, athlete, life coach, motivational speaker, educator, leader, trendsetter, and a world changer are a few ways to describe her. All of her life, she has been involved in the church. As God leads her, she inspires, motivates, empowers, educates, leads, and coaches people to their destiny. Maximize your life is one of her slogans, and she will always lead people with this: live, laugh, love, and ride. Tori Boyd is amazing, family, and it is such a pleasure to have her on the show for this evening. I hope that you all receive this amazing woman of God, this community advocate, this, as her bio stated, life changer. And I hope on this evening that the conversation I will have for her will be insightful and resourceful and something you can utilize in your endeavors as you're seeking advancement.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Power Zone with DU, without further ado, I introduce to you Ms. Tori Boyd, life coach, motivational speaker, and athlete. Tori, welcome to the call.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm super fantastic. And yourself?
I am fine, thank you. Do you have, I'm sitting here with my tea, as maybe my family at home can hear me. I have my tea. I use my tea. When I am on the call, it helps me. I have now my black cherry tea. Are you a tea person?
I love tea.
What's your favorite?
I love anything that is soothing. I can drink about any kind of tea. I love, fruity teas. So I'm really a coffee drinker. I'm trying to wean myself from the coffee and go to more teas, but I do love tea.
I love tea as well. I have been, I guess I would say, freed of coffee for maybe 4 or 5 years now. It started as a spiritual fast, and the withdrawal from drinking coffee was so bad for me that I said anything to make me feel this bad, I don't want to go back in using. Between the headaches, the nausea, it was just a really bad experience. So I'm 5 years clean of coffee.
That's awesome. I'm gonna follow your footsteps. I'm gonna try. I did do a cleanse, and it was a 10-day green smoothie cleanse. I don't know if you heard about J.J. Smith, but I did that cleanse.
Yes,
and
yes.
Yeah, and, you know, I couldn't have any coffee. Those first couple of days was getting me, but then I started drinking chai tea because chai made me feel like, it was the one with no caffeine, though, it made me feel like it was robust. So I felt like, ooh, this almost feels like coffee to me.
I got you. A lot of people say that. I understand completely. Yes. That, you know, I have that book sitting here, and I'm guilty of not utilizing it as of yet, but that will be one of my summer things to do. Rave reviews in that book. A shout out to Stephen and Tina King of Complete Chocolate Couples. They are a married couple, and they both participated in that cleansing and posted it online for 10 days. So I hear that it's super amazing. Kudos to you for doing it.
It's awesome. I love it. I'm going to do it at least 3 times a year.
Good, good. And she's phenomenal. I really enjoy watching her.
Yes, she is.
Now, it's all about Tori. So let's dive in. It's an honor to have you on the call. We are in July right now, so how has your summer been? Please share with us how this summer has been for Ms. Tori Boyd, motivational speaker, life coach, and athlete. How's your summer?
Oh, the summer so far has been very challenging because I'm very dedicated to what I do, and I'm very determined, as I would use my 3 D's, which are dedication, determination, and discipline.
Yes.
So it was very challenging for me going through this summer, you know, being a single mom with my 2 girls and working out and in school and in the gym and coaching and, you know, all these different things, but it was nothing that I can say that was too hard for me. I'm excited that school is out now, but it has been challenging for me. But I am an overcomer, and there's nothing too hard for me because God has given me the ability to be a conqueror. So so far it's been busy.
Thank you for sharing that, Tori. You know, I actually did a call back at the top of June in which we spoke about implementation and execution. And when you decide to move forward in your goals, your life goals or professional goals, it's not easy. And it really hurts. A lot of people look at it from the outside and they say, wow, you have such a good life. You're coaching, you're doing this, you're doing that, your body's in order, and you have a great family. But it takes a lot of hard work to maintain that stability, and it hurts. It hurts, and it's a sacrifice. So thank you as an expert for sharing that and stating that, because it's not easy.
No, it's not. It's not easy.
So callers, as Tori stated, the three D's, dedication, determination, and discipline. I'll say that again, dedication, determination, and discipline. So I read the bio earlier on. Let's talk a little bit to who Tori is and how did the coaching and the motivational speaking come about.
Okay. My journey consisted of me, I can go back a little bit. I'm a PK's kid. Grew up in the church, you know, church was my life.
Yes.
Moved to New York. I'm just, you know, running it through a little bit. Moved to New York. Church was always in my heart. I had my own little life. I was out in the clubs here and there. Came back to God. Got married. Became a co-pastor with my ex-husband. And was gung-ho about what God has given me to do. Went through, my challenges that I had. Then I said, okay, God has called me to ministry. I knew that I was called for greatness because of what prior in the church that I was doing. I was wearing a million hats.
Yes.
So I got married. We started this ministry, and I was gung-ho, and I knew that God had called us for this. And then it seemed like everything just fell apart. And in that season of me going through what I went through for years with my ex-husband, not knowing that I would eventually get a divorce, not knowing the pain and the hurt that I would go through, wanted it to go away. You know, I wanted it to go away, and I thought that, okay, God called me for this great work, so now I have to suffer. That was my mindset. That's what I thought. Oh, I gotta suffer. So we're gonna come out of this. But what happened was it didn't work out that way. So leading out of my divorce, I went through. I've always poured into people my whole life, especially in ministry. I always ministered to young women. I knew I was called for work and ministering to women, helping women, and.
Yes.
Going through this process of, you know, this divorce, and I went through a series of depression. And when I say I was depressed. Even when I had my youngest, 7-year-old, when I had her, I went into a depression when I was married. But coming back up to now, I went through a depression after this divorce, after we separated. And there was a whole year that I lost myself. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't care anymore. I just felt like I didn't care. You know, forget church. I don't want church. Church hurt me. It has hurt me for many years. And this is the last straw.
Yes.
In that season, I cried out to God, and literally in the gym crying out to God while I was on the bike spinning. I was in a spinning class. It was called psychotherapy. And this particular person that did this instructor, he had me to dig deep inside myself and deal with bitterness and compassion and seeing myself in a better place. And God began to deal with me in this class.
Mm.
And I cried in class. Every time I went, I would cry in class. And people didn't know if I was crying or sweating, so I sweat a lot.
Yeah.
But I cried.
That's the beauty of it.
Oh, Dorley, I was crying. And God began to deal me little by little. I eventually was like, Lord, I don't want it. And he just kept dealing with me. I don't want it. He kept dealing with me. So eventually I came out of that. He dealt with me. He spoke to me. And Transplant Tori was born because God dealt me so hard. I said, I don't want church. I want spirituality, true spirituality, where I could help people come from out of their dark place, because I was. So I just kind of like told this story really quickly just to bring you to where you are about reading my bio, but that's basically how I came. It's more in-depth, and there's more bits and pieces to that, but that's basically how Transplant Tori was birthed.
That is an amazing story, Tori, and thank you for sharing. For our listeners, if you're on your devices right now, your laptops, your phones, please go to toriboyd.com. That's toriboyd.com. If you're on the Power Zone with DUs, if you're on our website, you can actually click onto her website via our website. And there you will see her complete bio, which also has been shared earlier on in the call. And thank you, Tori, for taking us through that in your own words. Well said. So what I got from this and reading it is sometimes we're living without purpose. We're living to live. There are so many hurts, so many adversities that we've gone through. We don't know how to get back on track. We don't know who we really are. You know, my mom used to always say this. She is a mother of four. And my mom used to say, it's not easy being a mother of multiple children because you have to identify with various personalities. You have to understand. You have to nurture. You have to be there for each and every personality individually. And sometimes you lose a little bit of yourself. And then on top of that, being a wife, being a professional, I can only imagine what she was going through. And I'm the mother of one right now. So just listening to you, being a first lady, having two children, and I take my hats off to first ladies because there are a lot of things on a day-to-day basis. You are, you know, the first ladies. You're the Michelle Obamas of your churches. I can understand that it was a lot you were going through at that time and thereafter.
Yes, definitely, definitely. It was very hard, but I grabbed, there was one person that was in my life at that particular time that I said that was my angel. God sent me an angel.
Yes.
Because I knew that at that particular time, I don't know if I would still be here today if she wasn't in my life. I had cut ties with everybody. I wasn't answering the phone. I wasn't talking to anybody. My family, barely did I speak to them. They would call, I wouldn't answer. I was in a deep depression. But God sent an angel to me, and I thank God for her speaking into my life during that season. But it was very heavy, very heavy.
Well, I am so glad that you had that experience in which you were able to be delivered. And I would love to speak to some of your coaching so we can help possibly some of the listeners on the call today that are going through different things and can't reach out. When we spoke previously about the call, you had mentioned, and I was like, exactly, there are a lot of women and men. It's not really limited to women. There are a lot of hurt individuals that really don't know how to express that hurt and move past it. So that is something that you do via your coaching, correct?
Yes.
Let's speak to the coach.
Okay. So I would suggest people that are in a dark place or they're in a place of, you know, the depression or they don't really know, and they may say they don't know why they're here or why they're feeling this way. I really have them to really dig deep down inside because there is always a root to the issues that we have. And sometimes people don't want to go there. See, our mind sometimes put us in a place where we want to forget about the pain.
Yes.
We want to forget about the agony or whatever it was that brought us to this place. So we subconsciously block it out. But I have people to really dig deep down inside, and I talk to them and see what was it, what was the root of the problem. Once we could kind of get to the root of the problem, I have them to speak and just to talk to me. I want to hear what's going on with them. I want to hear what's inside of them. And once they open up and begin to talk, it begins to flow. Everything begins to flow out of them, what is going on with them and why they are in the place that they are in. And how do I help them step out of the hole that they're in? What net do I give them to pull them out? Or what steps, what provision, what words do I give them to help them come out of that? Well, I ask them a couple of questions. Do you want to live or die at this point in your life? This is a turning point in your life. There are many people that come into this world, right? They live life, and they never fulfill their destiny. They're born, and they die, and they never walk into their purpose.
Correct.
So I ask them, do you want to live, or do you want to die? And everyone says they want to live. So how do I get out of it? No, it's not going to be easy to come out of this place, but you can do it. So according to each individual person, I use different strategies to pull them out of where they are. to help them overcome where they are.
And that's from three-dimensional life coaching modules, which are mind, body, and spirit.
Absolutely. So I get so excited about it because without a person's mind being stable, your mind is the battleground. So everything goes on in your mind. People, you know, your mind, whatever you think on, you shall become.
Correct.
If you are, your thinking dictates your living, how you going to live because of your thinking. So we have to transform their mind, transform their thinking, change the process of how they look at things and how they project things and what they see themselves at. A lot of people may say, oh, woe it's me, oh, I can't do this, oh, it's too hard. And they use all the negative words that they plant inside their head, and then they live off of that. So I really deal and I focus in on your mind. Where is your mind? How is your thinking? What are you thinking about all the time? Because you are what you think. Then I dive. Because, you know, you have to change your thinking.
Correct.
You change your thinking, you change your living.
I do a lot of work with youth, and a vast majority of that work is focused on mindset. And capturing them. Some of them come from inner city environments, whereas they have a culture within other cultures that prevents them from moving forward and living that dream that, you know, they thought about when they were babies. So by like 17 or 20, 21, if you've been told that you can't do something or you've seen lack and negativity all around you, your mind's not going to allow you to receive more than what it already has generate it. So I definitely agree with that. Family, yes. This is good stuff.
Yes, because listen, really quickly, you see so many young kids. If you think about the young kids, you said the youth, you think about some kids that are born in families that have mothers, maybe they were on drugs, fathers on drugs, or they just was, you know, not there all the time, or they mentally abused these kids. And what happens is they speak negativity to these kids. And these kids grow up with all this negative thought. And that's why some of the youth is turning to, you know, different other things, because they're looking for love in other places where they think they can find it, but it's really not love.
Correct. Well,
and so
don't worry.
Then they grow up to be adults, and we have adults now, men and women that are married, Darlene. The marriages are falling apart. Some of the time, it's because of their youth, how they were programmed when they were young.
Yes.
And they don't want to deal with it, especially a man. Sometimes it's harder for a man to really become vulnerable and to open up.
I agree, and well said. Tori, family, I know you're on your phones right now, and you're saying, Darlene, we need Tori on the conversation series with DU. Yes, we will get Tori on the call. Well, actually, it's a conference, Tori, so we have to bring you to the conversation, and that's when we bring men and women together, and we speak to the many positive attributes of maintaining successful relationships, as well as diving into some negative things, some stigmas that prevent them from maintaining healthy relationships. So you're speaking to that. That's a whole nother show in itself. And we would love to have you as a guest in the future because this is good stuff and it's needed. We have to capture this when it's happening to the youth so they can go on ahead and be successful with their families and in their communities. Good stuff.
Awesome. Yes.
Let's talk about body. Let's talk about the athlete. And Tori has an amazing out of shell, is that what we would say? How would we define your chiseled physique? How would we define that, Tori?
Oh, I don't think I'm chiseled yet. I will be there, though. That is my goal. People look at me and they say, oh, your body looks very good. I say, thank you. But as we know, when we look at our body, we see those things that we don't like, so we work harder. So we are our worst critic. Well, what the body is our temple, and I really feel deep down inside that, you know, in order for us to fulfill our destiny, our mandate that our Father has created for us, because everyone has one, we have to take care of our bodies, Darlene.
correct?
Oh, we have to feed our bodies what it needs to produce so it can move and generate the energy that we need. That's just like a car. If you don't put oil in the car, if you don't check your brakes, if you don't check your transmission fluid or put the new transmission fluid, whatever it is you need to keep that car running, keep that car going, that car is going to conk out on you. So if we're not giving our body the nutrition, the vitamins, all the healthy food it needs, it is not going, and people wonder why they have high blood pressure. People wonder why they have high cholesterol. People all got to go, because we're not taking, we only have one, Darlene.
Correct. Correct. And it was a transition for me. I'm listening to you. I know what that was about with those headaches every morning, every night, the tension in your shoulders, the dehydration, the obesity, the borderline diabetes. I can relate to that, as I'm sure a lot of our callers that have made the transition can relate to that. Let's speak to the individuals that have not exactly passed goal yet. We have, we've heard a lot of professional women say it's hard to work out with a 9-to-5, 8-to-4 schedule and children. What do you say to them?
Let me keep it very transparent. Listen, I hear people say how hard it is. I have a girlfriend that says it's so hard. She works so much. It's so hard. It's hard to find time to get in the gym. Listen, you find time for what you want to make time for.
Yes.
I am a strong and a true believer for that. I am a mother of two.
Yes.
I go to school full time. I work full time. And guess what? I live in the gym.
Yes.
And I will say there are times where I can't maybe go as many days as I would want to. I can't continue to go 4 days every 4 or 5 days every week when I have a final, when I have a midterm, or when I have a paper to type, or you know, when you have, or you have a coach, you have an engagement maybe. So there are some days where you may only be able to go twice a week. It's okay.
But that keeps yourself to going.
But you just have to get yourself to going and eating, and it's 80% of the time, Darlene, well, 80% of losing weight and being healthy is your nutrition, what you're putting in your body.
Correct.
So you could go to the gym 5 days a week and eat fries and Doritos and a bunch of grease and stuff, and it's not helping your body at all. You're just burning off what you ate, and then you're still putting all that bad stuff into your arteries into your body. So ultimately, If you can only start off with 2 days that you dedicate 2 days, you plan your schedule out. And I am a strong believer is failing to plan is planning to fail.
Exactly. So you're suggesting that they plan their eating menu on a week-to-week basis, month-to-month basis. We've had a lot of other experts to even suggest, and I'm sure you can attest to this, that before you go into the grocery store, you should already have your list of all of your nutritional things as opposed to just going in and buying food randomly.
You don't do that. You can't do that. You can't live like that. First of all, your pockets can't handle it. And second of all, you're going to put everything that you feel at that particular time you want to eat.
Correct.
So you have to plan. Plan your meals accordingly. What is your breakfast going to be like? What are your snacks going to consist of? What are your dinner going to consist of? And it's not only that, but you prepare. It's called meal prepping. I meal prep sometimes I try to meal prep for the whole week, and if I can't, then I have to meal prep either early that morning or late that night, but I take my breakfast, my snack, my lunch, everything is packed up with me when I leave out of here in the morning time. And not only that, Darlene, it's also important that you, like I said, you plan, or I can only go to the gym, I'm off Saturday and Sunday, I can only go those 2 days, or I can go a Saturday because I'm off, and maybe one day through the week. If you can only get 2 days to start them, then just do 2 days and meal prep.
Yes, and it makes a difference. You know, I only go 2 to 3 days a week because I'm up 40 hours a day, but I make sure that I get that gym in at least 2 to 3 days out of the week. And I just do lightweight, very lightweight. And I was looking the other day, I was like, look at the muscle. Look at the definition coming in. It's there already. My goal is Michelle Obama arms. But more so,
that's my goal. You feel good and you look good. When you feel like this, I bet you feel like $1 million.
Correct. And then when I see my peers and we'll have conferences in the morning and come together for different things and everyone's ordering food or getting big platters, I try to stay away from that. And it's hard. It's extremely hard. But what I've been noticing is the individuals that are eating those things in the morning, throughout the day, they'll start complaining about headaches, feeling dehydrated, being lightheaded, all of these different things because they're intaking all of these bad things in the morning, and then you're just sitting for the remainder of the day. You're just
Absolutely. And I'm a strong believer, and I'm a true believer because I've done it. When you start changing your diet, over at least give yourself a month to work out and change the diet, it becomes a habit, and your body starts craving. I love raw vegetables. People look at me like I'm crazy when I'm at work. They're like, you're eating it? Yes, absolutely, because I love it. My body's craving for it. Your body begins to crave those good things. Like when you're eating, you know, when you're eating cookies and stuff, you keep wanting to eat cookies because your body is something in the cookie that's making you want to eat it.
Correct.
It's some kind of chemical or whatever that's in there that you keep craving it. You want it more, and you can't get enough of it. Well, that's what happened with nutrition when you're eating healthy. You crave, your body's craving for that healthy food now. So it takes a minute to shift and to change. But once you do it and you work out, you be like, I ain't going to eat. I'm going to go a little to the left now. You go, I ain't gonna put that in my body right now. I just burnt out 500 calories.
And the body rejects it. The body rejects it. As I told you a couple of weeks ago, I partaked in a spare rib. Now, I know better than that, especially a pork rib, because Darlene does not do pork ribs. Has nothing to do with spiritual factors. It's just because of my hypertension early on, I stated that I would not do pork, and I would minimize even my turkey intake. But this day, I was with some seniors, and they had been making spirits with the barbecue sauce, because you can't do spirits without the barbecue sauce, the honey glazed barbecue sauce. And my mouth was watering, and I'm like, Darlene, you do not need that. And the seniors are like, go ahead, baby, you can have a rib. If you don't eat the rib, you can have that rib just for today. Corey, when I tell you that my body took me through the worst fight, as if to say, you know better. We do not do things like this anymore. We do not cut up like this anymore. So your body will begin to reject that sugar, begin to reject that salt, begin to reject that pork, that beef. I don't even do beef anymore for the same reason. So you're 100% correct, but you have to allow yourself to go through that transition and kind of resist those things.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good stuff. The spirit. Let's talk to the spirit.
The spirit. Oh, if you know that you have to have your spirit lined up. You have to be centered. And I say centered. You have to be centered. You have to have a relationship with the Father, your Creator. He directs us. He leads us. He guides us. And I'm a true believer that when you are not being led by spirit, you will make and can make wrong moves and wrong decisions because you're not in tune. And I've been on both sides, Darlene. I've been where I wasn't listening to the Father. I didn't know. It's like I was all over the place. When I get all over the place, I didn't know which way to go. It was just so much going on, and there was no answers for me. There was no guidance for me.
Yes,
my spirit was not lined up properly with the Father. When I got back lined up with him, I tried to do it without him. I told you I didn't want it.
Yes,
he began to speak to me and direct me and lead me and guide me. You have to have the connection with the Father. Because, listen, when your season shifts, I'm doing a seminar about coming up soon. This is one of the things that I speak about. And when your it's on my website, your seasons, you have to know exactly, first of all, you have to have a relationship with the Father, what I just spoke about, your spirit, right? You have to know what season you're in. And how do you know what season you're in if you're not connected to the Father? You will not know.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, Marlene. You cannot, in the natural, you cannot go outside in the summertime with a phone and some riding boots. You're going to burn up.
You better talk about it, Tori. Yeah, and I said better. You better talk about it.
And listen, darling, you cannot go outside in the wintertime with a tank top on and a little skirt and some flip-flops.
No.
Okay, so you're out of season, and you can hurt yourself. You can get sick. You can get, you know, you can have a heat. Anything can happen when you're out of season. So here's the thing. We have to stay connected to the Father so that we will know what season we're in and we can be equipped for our season. If you don't, if you're not spiritually connected, Darlene, you will not know what season you're in, which means that you're not equipped for that season.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, it's to say also, it's not just Christian-based, although Tori is of Christian background, it's not just for individuals that are Christian-based. She's speaking to spirituality overall, understanding that there is a higher being, a higher force within yourself that you have to tap in order to arrive to your next level of greatness. Correct, Tori?
Absolutely.
Time flies when you're having great conversations. We have to go out on the song of the show, which is Only You Can Deliver, correct?
That's oh, yes. Song? Yes.
Okay. Please tell us about the artist of the song and why it is your favorite song.
Oh, wow. You know what? I have not did any research on this artist, but what I can tell you is I have Spotify on my phone.
Yes.
Spotify is a great tool that I use because I create my own list and all that stuff to the songs that I want to be, you know, I want to minister to me or listen to. And his song came on Spotify and it spoke about, he's singing about only you can deliver. Only you can bring me out. Only you can help me. Only you can heal me. Only you can make me whole. Only you can do these things, Father, for me. And so that song ministered to me so much in my healing process. And I don't know much about this man because I don't even listen to music that much because I've just been so engulfed in everything that I was doing. But on my way to work or coming home, I listen to him, and that song ministers to me. And I just love that song, Only You Can Deliver.
Thank you so much, Tori. So we're going to go out on the song of the show with Only You Can Deliver by Kevin Baxter.
Lord, I'm crying out to you, 'cause only you can deliver. Can deliver. I had to lift my hands and tell him, Lord, I'm crying out to you, yeah, 'cause only you can deliver. Oh, can deliver. If you need him, somebody help me say, Lord, I dare you to look to him and tell him, 'cause only you can say,
'cause only you can deliver.
Oh,
can deliver.
Lord, I'm crying,
Lord,
out to you. Everybody say, 'cause only you can, yeah, 'cause
can deliver,
yeah.
Can deliver.
Come on, you got
to mean it from your heart. Let's tell them, come on.
We sing this song. We sing this song because we need you. We sing this song because we're crying out to you.
We sing this song, yeah.
We sing this song because we need you.
Everybody say, because only you can.
Only you can deliver.
Sing it for yourself.
We sing this song because we
oh, we sing this song because we need you, yeah. Only you can deliver.
Only you can deliver.
Anybody need them tonight? Say you can deliver. Now here's what I need you to do.
Deep Woods, I need you to help me, brother.
Owners residing in the New York State area, are you in need of assistance with a pending foreclosure? If you answered yes to this question, then DDR Consultants may be the assistance that you seek. DDR Consultants provides a variety of services to assist homeowners residing in the New York State area with mortgage foreclosures and documentation, inclusive of discoveries and interrogatories, as well as oppositions to the bank's motion. DDR Consultants also provides services in property management, inclusive of advertisement, leasing, and maintenance. For more information about foreclosures and property management, contact DDR Consultants at 914-309-5443. Women entrepreneurs, are you looking to advance in your business for the third quarter of 2015? If so, then consider joining the Network for Women in Business as they present their fourth annual Small Business Bootcamp for Women. Scheduled to be held on Saturday, July 18th of 2015 at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Elizabeth, New Jersey. This conference will be hosted by Tony Coleman Brown, the founder of the Network for Women in Business, with special guests to include but not limited to Greta Douglas, Gail Campbell, Dr. Denise Dennis, Julia D. Shaw, and Stacy N.C. Grant. To learn more about the fourth annual Small Business Bootcamp for Women, log on to www.smallbusinessbootcampforwomen.com. Power Zone family, have you heard the news about Utopia Network, Inc.? Utopia Network, Inc. is a New York-based 501c3 nonprofit organization. Their mission is to connect individuals and families with services that will promote stability and a better quality of life. they are committed to ensuring that the underserved communities have an understanding of the tremendous opportunities of productivity in their adversities and move to actions of advancement. To learn more about Utopia Network, Inc., visit them at their Facebook fan page, Utopia Network, Inc.
Welcome back, family. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost, and founder of Darlene's Utopia. And I am here with the phenomenal Miss Tori Boyd, life coach, motivational speaker, and athlete. Tori, welcome back to the call.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very much welcome. So again, it's funny how time flies when you're having great conversation. I want to ensure that we get some other important factors in for our listeners. And again, listeners, you can either go directly to Tori's page, that's TORREBOYD.com, or you can log on via the Power Zone with DU. There you will find Tori's YouTube clip to The Truth and the Church Girl. Tori, can you speak a little bit about that?
Oh, yes, that was an awesome, those were awesome segments when I participated or when they had me on their show. They just spoke about being single and satisfied or single and sad. And it was very transparent. I gave some nuggets. I gave the transparency, whatever God had given me, I gave to them because I'm all about transparency and want people to know the truth. They have to know the truth about being single, dating and living their life, and how do I handle it? What do I do? Am I supposed to be happy? Am I supposed to be sad? Do I rush to a relationship or do I wait? So they can go on there and they could get all those great nuggets by one of the Truth and the Church Girl. They can go on YouTube and look at those segments.
This is good stuff. I know some of our female listeners are running to the site. That is The Truth and the Church Girl. YouTube.com, The Truth and the Church Girl. Excuse me, listeners. That's YouTube.com/ The Truth and the Church Girl. And that link is also on our webpage at The Power Zone. Thank you for sharing that, Tori. This is important information because there's a battle. I remember a colleague had written a book, Warring in My Members, Robin Devenish. That is a phenomenal book, and it speaks to, as you said, being a church woman, or you mentioned early on in the show, a PK kid, which in itself is a whole nother realm of discussion. But it's hard.
Yeah. It's very hard.
Everyone is satisfied or single and sad. Is that what you said, single and satisfied or single and sad?
Yes, yes.
Good stuff. So let's also speak to, as we're talking about books, you have a book that's scheduled to come out in the upcoming month?
Yes, it will be coming out soon. This book is about my life, my journey, with some applied principles that I use to overcome certain obstacles and how it relates to today's world with people, what they go through, their obstacles, how to help them in their journey. And it's very interesting, and I believe that it's going to bless many people, and it's going to be a light, it's going to shed some light to some questions that people had. Even really quick on The Truth of the Church Girl, the young lady, one of the hosts, she looked at me after one of the segments, during the segment when I was speaking, she just broke out in tears. And after, she said, oh, my God, I knew that God was speaking to me. I knew that I wasn't crazy.
Yes.
So, you know?
And sometimes we don't know the difference in the two, whether it's ourselves or whether God is speaking to us. And then that goes back to your spirituality and the connection.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So I pray that my book will be uplifting to some and an eye-opener to some and very transparent. That's what God has called me to in this walk, in this journey that I'm in now, and the mandate that he has given me is to unveil some things that have been covered and to shed some light on some things. Not exposing anybody or anything, because that's not what I do, but some realness to it, you know, some reality check.
Yes. Yes, and it's therapeutic for you as well as others. Your testimony is another person's breakthrough. So
absolutely.
I definitely understand what you're saying as it relates to sharing your story and having to discuss other people that was in your life at that time. I understand completely, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can attest to that just the same. And also just to say that, and maybe you can speak to this, those potential writers that are struggling right now because they don't want to tell their stories out of fear of backlash.
I really feel like at this point in time, in order for you to be free, you have to be true to thyself. So you have to, like you said, it's therapeutic to write about it, to speak about it. And I'm saying that you have to disclose anything that's going to be detrimental to anyone's life or make them or put them in a bad place or really, you know, like push their face in the mud. I'm not about that, but I am about being, you know, telling true stories. You know pretty much exactly what to put and what not to put, where it's not really slicing or hurting someone. You understand?
Yeah.
The other person or the other party or some other people, but be true to yourself to be free and know that when you're writing this book, write this book out of love, out of freedom, not out of being despiteful and, you know, want to manipulate the situation or be very abusive or degrading to someone else. Write your book out of love and freedom, out of your spirit. And that's what I would say.
Well said, Tori. Thank you for sharing that. That was great closing words. Listeners, I know that you want more of Tori. I invite you again to log on to ToriBoyd.com as well as to the Power Zone with DU. If you're directly on our link, you can click into her website via our website. And again, if you go to YouTube and follow up with The Truth and the Church Girl, there you will see Tori's appearance on the show. In addition, Tori has an awesome blog, Transparent Tori Blog. Please check that out. She has some great information on her website about your body coaching and how you may book her as a motivational speaker. As I stated previously on the call, I had the pleasure of being a co-panelist with Tori at the Sassy Conference from March 2015, and she's phenomenal. She has an energy. Of course, everyone brought their A game that day, but Tori just has an energy about her that is inviting, it's welcoming, and you definitely want to be in her company professionally and personally moving forward just based on that initial meeting. I was blown away. So it was a pleasure meeting you on that day.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Likewise. Likewise.
Thank you, Ms. Tori. So have I covered everything? Is there something else that you want to say to the Power Zone listeners before we bid them a good evening?
Oh, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to share, to uplift, to uncover, to give the people, your listeners, what they need to hear. And you have been a blessing in my life by inviting me. What you're doing is awesome. And I just want to encourage you and to congratulate you on all your endeavors. And just keep doing what you're doing, darling.
Thank you, sister. I most definitely will. And we're looking forward to not just having you on the Power Zone, but having you come out and partake in some of our forums, especially the conversation series with DU. So, family, look forward to that. We'll share some information in the upcoming months about our next appearance and us getting transparent Tori on the panel. It's been a pleasure. Listeners, as always, I am so happy to have you join us on the Power Zone with DU. I look forward to seeing you out here next Wednesday night as we continue to have dynamic guests that are bringing insightful and resourceful information to help you elevate to your highest level of potential personally and professionally. Until that time, be well.